Oh, that's for sure. Well, I have full control of my whole reflector, the whole thing, the whole entire multi-mode system. I have control of all of it, including Kings. Kings talk group, I can block too on that one. Not through BrainMicer, I can block on my own network. So say, for instance, somebody gets banned, they can still talk on that on 31620, you know, but who they're going to talk to. Then I can be talking to the network if they get banhammered. Yeah, I collect IP addresses. The network always shows me an IP address. So if you key up on Kings, the network will show me that you keyed up on Kings with an IP address. And if you cause problems out there, I can block you at an IP table level. But on the rest of the network, it's actually a little easier. I can block at a call sign level, and then the rest of the network I can block at node level. So it really depends on how you come in on the network and cause problems. But usually when I block somebody, I don't just block their node number. I block their IP table, and I block out their call sign on my reflector. And that just keeps it out completely. And not only does it block on Kings, but it also blocks on P25 and NXDN too. So it's like two whammies in one.